ගරු නිසාම් කාර්යප්ප මන්ත්‍රීතුමා ඔබතුමාට විනාඩි 8ක් කාලයක් පවතිනවා.
Honorable Deputy Chairperson, I rise to contribute to the adjournment debate on mid-year fiscal position report 2024. The report outlines significant developments of our economy and fiscal performance, but I also raises critical concerns that must be addressed for sustainable growth. The economy recorded a growth of 5% in the first half of 2024, reversing the contraction that was -7.3 in 2023. While this is a positive development, it is concerning that agriculture sector grew only by 1.4%, very marginal. Despite its critical role in the food security and the rural livelihood, export increased by 6.1%, reached $8.5 billion, driven by the growth in the industrial and agricultural product. However, import rose by 10%, widening the trade deficit to $3.57 billion, up from $2.96 billion in 2023. Tourism earning surged by 66.1% to $2.17 billion, with 50.7% rise in the arrival. Similarly, the workers' remittance grew by 11%, thanks to the higher foreign employment and the formal remittance channels. While these sectors have shown promises, they remain vulnerable to a global conflict and epidemic. Honorable Deputy Chairperson, let's remember the past, and let's draw the lessons from the recent crises and prepare for such events. Now, government revenue increased by 41.5%, reaching 1.86 trillion. However, this growth comes with a significant burden on the people. Tax revenue rose by 42.6%. It's actually 1.71 trillion, primarily driven by the VAT and excise duties. The VAT rate hike 18% and the removal of exemption even on the essential item contradict the promises made to the electorate by this government. Let's not forget about that. Excise duties on petroleum product grew by an astonishing 200%, but the government failed to pass the benefit of the reduced global price on the fuel. Then, Honorable Deputy Chairperson, this government has continued the policies it once criticized, such as imposing rupees 65 VAT per kilo on the rice imports. This is far from the affordable prices promised before for the people before the harvesting season. The fiscal report highlights critical challenges. The widening trade deficit reflects increased imports, overweight growth, export growth. Debt sustainability, rising public debts and external borrowing remain significant risk. Inflation and growth. While inflation appears under control, actually it does not control. It has reached the peak and remained there. And sustaining growth amidst global uncertainty is a major challenge. Now on the roads and bridges, let me make certain important observation. The government spent 95.5 billion on roads and bridges, slightly less than the rupees 99.9 billion in 2023. Expressway. Deputy Chairperson, rupees 20.6 billion was allocated, with rupees 14.4 billion directed towards the central highway. However, the critical Kadavata Mirigama sector remain incomplete. The segment is vital for seamless connectivity between Colombo central region, north and north central, and the east from where I come from. Honorable Deputy Chairperson, I urge the government to use the President's upcoming visit to China to request a special grant for this project. Such funding would expedite completion and unlock the full benefit of this infrastructure. Road maintenance. Spending increased significant by 7.2 billion, yet rural development roads saw a reduction of allocation. Deputy Chairperson, One of the bridges in the eastern province was washed off by the floods, just closer to the southeastern university, due to the weak bridge infrastructure. Nothing has been spent for the maintenance of these weak bridges. Now, a significant portion of the road development budget, 43.1 billion, was used for the loan repayment. They underscore the heavy reliance on borrowing for infrastructure, which increases the fiscal vulnerability. Honourable Deputy Chairperson, it is ironic that this government, the government presents the fiscal achievement of the previous regime as its own, despite having criticised every sentence in that policy. Let me remind this House the President's own word from the past. This is what he told once. අපේ ආර්ථික වැඩපිළිවෙලේ කොටසක් ලෙස IMF පත් වෙලා තියෙනවද නැත්නම් IMF එකේ ආර්ථික වැඩපිළිවෙලක් ලෙස කොටසක් ලෙස අපි පත් වෙලා තිබෙනවද
ඔබතුමාට තව විනාඩි දෙකක් කාලය
ජාත්‍යන්තර මූල්‍ය අරමුදල වැඩපිළිවෙලේ අපි පාට් එකක්ද නැත්නම් අපිට තිබෙන අභියෝගය අපේ ජාතික ආර්ථික සැලසුමේ වැඩපිළිවෙල කොහොමද කරගන්නේ IMF අරමුදලත් එක්ක I'm sure Deputy Chairperson, this is a very, very important matter that this House has to take into consideration. And top of it, I remember one of the important ministers of the present government once said, අපිට IMF එකෙන් ලැබෙන්නේ මාසෙකට ඩොලර් මිලියන 60ක වගේ පොඩි මුදලක්. ඩොලර් මිලියන 60ක් මාස 48ටම. නමුත් එතුමා කිව්වා අපේකේ ශ්‍රමිකයන්ගෙන් ලැබෙනවා ඩොලර් මිලියන 250යි 350යි විදේශ සංචාරකයන්ගෙන් සංචාරක ව්‍යාපාරයෙන් ඩොලර් මිලියන 250ක් කිසිම කොන්දේසියක් රහිතව and he went on to state that is what we want without any condition but that is nothing had been said and finally let me also say one more thing on this international ranking on the international human rights it's a very important factor that goes into the economic strength of this country Honorable Deputy Chairperson, these Rohingya people are internationally recognized as one of the most persecuted minorities in the world, facing systematic violence, forced disappearance, and gross human rights violations in Myanmar. The principle of non-refoulement, which the Honorable Leader of Opposition also spoke, is a cornerstone of international refugee law. Law prohibits the return of individuals to a country where they face a real risk of persecution, torture, and as a result, just finally winding up. Article 8 of the UN Declaration on the protection of all persons from enforced disappearance. Take this also into consideration and do not treat these refugees as under the category of human trafficking. Thank you very much.